Welcome to the Mind Garden, and thanks for joining me in today's episode of this podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that many of us can relate to. It's that feeling of being on the outside looking in. We've all experienced it, haven't we? Maybe you identify with that feeling. Well, when we feel on the outside, it can be debilitating, can't it? Whether it's school, work, social situations, being on the outside is painful and isolating. But it's important to remember one thing. Feeling like an outsider, it's a universal human experience. And although that's no consolation to you right now, what I mean by universal human experience is that there are many, many other people feeling the same way, and there are ways to cope with it. So in this podcast, I'm going to look at some strategies that you can use when you're feeling like you're on the outside looking in. The first thing is to embrace your uniqueness. We're all unique human beings, and you are amazing. You might not think it at the moment, but you have a uniqueness that no one else can compare with. So instead of trying to fit in with others, embrace that uniqueness and those unique qualities. And then you'll attract people who appreciate and accept you for who you are. And there's an addition to this, an additional benefit, that when you're comfortable in your own skin, it's easier to move around social situations with confidence. You can put your shoulders down, put your shoulders back and walk tall. You can feel like you can challenge anything. But when you're feeling downtrodden and you're feeling like you don't belong somewhere, then it can make you feel very small, and it can reduce your energy even. The next thing is look for like-minded people, because just because you feel like you don't fit in with a particular group doesn't mean you won't find others who share your values and interests. Seek out new communities and groups that have something in common with you. Why would you want to join somewhere or a group of people who have nothing in common with you? Why would you want to be there whilst you're on totally different levels? You see, these are questions you need to ask. So search out new people, new groups that share your beliefs and values. Now you notice that the key word there is values. If you don't value yourself, then other people won't see how loud you shout or how dazzling you shine. Because believe me, you shine when you actually feel comfortable in your own skin and when you embrace your own values and stand for something. That's when you make meaningful connections. The next thing is practice empathy. Now, this can be really difficult when we're on the outside. It's easy to assume that everyone else has it all figured out, that they're happy, sitting there having a really good time, and we are on the outside. But the truth is, many people feel like outsiders at times. So practicing empathy is really important when you have this feeling. And what we do to practice empathy is put ourselves in the other person's shoes. Even if that other person is who you think pushed you to the outside, you might find that others are more similar to you than you realised. You see, it's easy to assume, isn't it, when we think someone or a group of people is pushing us outside of a group where we want to be. We are clambering to get in and gripping so frantically, holding on to be part of something. And we feel that the more we grip on, the more the other person is trying to loosen our fingers so we slip. But we only assume those things. We're not there in the same room, we don't hear them. So if you do feel that someone or a group of people is trying to do that to you, you could be right, you could be wrong, but try and put yourself in their shoes. Because, like I said, you might be surprised. Somebody doesn't do that unless they are hurting, tormented, or deeply angry. And in those situations, that warrants compassion. The next thing is to be open to new experiences. When we feel like outsiders, it can be really tempting to avoid new experiences and to stick with what we feel safe and familiar with. And the reason we do that is because we lose our identity when we're pushed away. We start to feel weak, like who we are is crumbling. By staying in our comfort zone, it keeps us who we are. It maintains that armor that we carry around with us, even though we might be breaking inside. But stepping outside of our comfort zone, that can be a great way to expand our horizons and meet new people. Try something new. It doesn't have to be a dance class or doing anything drastic, but just try something you've never done before. Maybe you'd like to learn a new language or take up knitting. That might sound ridiculous. You might be thinking, there's no way am I doing knitting. But you'll meet new people and you might even learn and enjoy a new skill. There's nothing wrong with stepping outside the comfort zone. By feeling like an outsider, it's not very comfortable anyway. So why not step outside and see what's there beyond all the worries and the baggage that you carry? It's worth a try. The next thing is practice self-care. Feeling like an outsider can be stressful and draining. Now, if you're feeling like an outsider, you probably resonate with that very, very much. It's important to take care of yourself during those times that you're feeling isolated and excluded. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. Make sure you're eating healthy, the right foods, and engaging in activities that bring you joy and relaxation, not things where you get stressed out. You'll be better equipped to handle the challenges that come with feeling like an outsider if you take care of yourself. Remember, feeling like you're on the outside looking in is a universal experience. Lots of other people feel the way you feel. That doesn't minimize your pain and your hurt, but it does mean that you are not the only one experiencing this. And that in itself is a really good prospect, isn't it? Because there are other people exactly the same. So by embracing your uniqueness, believing in who you are, and holding your values high, don't set your bar too low. Don't set it so low that others can walk all over it. Lift that bar really high and have high expectations so that the people you come into contact with, they know that you have standards and values and that you will not be treated in a certain way. Seeking out like-minded people is a good way to do this. Practicing empathy, like we've talked about, put yourself in the other person's shoes, how they must be feeling, no matter how bitter you might feel towards them. And practicing self-care. Once you've done all of these things, or even some of them, you'll begin to be able to navigate your feelings with more resilience and with grace. The most important thing when you're feeling on the outside and excluded, when you feel like you've been pushed out by someone, is to respond with anger, with hurt. It's not a weakness, but it's much more becoming to do it with grace. So I hope this podcast has been beneficial to you. If you're a person that's feeling right now on the outside of something and excluded, it's time now to start thinking about who you are, taking a stand. There's a really important proverb. it says, people who stand for nothing will stand for anything. And that's really true. Make sure you raise your bar high. You've been listening to The Mind Garden, the place where we plant a seed and something beautiful can grow. My name's Julie Kelly. Please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. The more listeners we can get, the more we can spread the joy, the more we can expand our minds, and the more we can open our hearts. Let's work together to build happier, healthy communities.